The Super Bowl is every NFL player's dream, but not many are fortunate enough to play in one, let alone multiple championship games. Some players have won numerous title rings, while others have tasted defeat on the big stage more than once. Former Buffalo Bills and Green Bay Packers wide receiver Don Beebe played in five Super Bowls before unloading the Albatross with the Packers, winning Super Bowl 31. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us for more info and to give quickly, safely, and securely to help sustain the show at WWIB.com. Don Beebe visits the Chippewa Valley this Sunday to speak at the 2021 Church at the Fair, Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. The event begins at 10 a.m. Free parking, free admission. If you come for Church at the Fair, you can stay all day at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And it'll be well worth it with Don sharing his faith, his story, and talking about what Jesus Christ means to him. So, Don, we're looking forward to having you come. Thanks for being on Sports and Commentary. So tell us what life is like for you. 24 years removed from your NFL playing days. What are you up to?
Yeah, first of all, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? 20-some yeah. years ago already. Mm. It just feels like a whole nother life ago. But, yeah, since I retired, I've been doing a lot. I started a business called House of Speed years ago. I actually I'm finishing that up this July. It's just too much for me to what I'm doing and run a business, being a head coach at a college. So after 23 years, I'm going to stop training athletes. That was a lot of fun. In 2004, I became a high school football coach at Aurora Christian High School for 14 years, 10 of them as the head coach, the first 10, and then the last four, I was just the offensive coordinator while my brother was the head coach, so I could see my son Chad play at Northern Illinois. And then in 2018, I took the year off to go watch Chad play his rookie year with the Vikings, and then my three daughters. Two of them were playing. One of them was playing college, and the other one was a senior in high school. So I just spent the time just traveling around the country with my wife, watching our kids play games, and that was a lot of fun. And then I felt led to get back into coaching. I've always looked at it as a ministry anyway, and not just coaching. So I knew I was done in high school. So my dilemma was I going to go professionally, which I had some opportunities. Or was I going to go collegiately? And then Aurora University, right here in my hometown, ironically just reached out to me, just out of the blue. And that's how God works, sometimes. So I took that calling and went to lunch with the athletic director and fell in love with the mission. And they certainly have allowed me to share the gospel through football, which was my first criteria. And I've been here, 2019 was my first year coaching, and then last year nobody got to play pretty much. So this will be our second year coming up this fall coaching here at Aurora University, and I absolutely love it.
Good, good. Aurora's a D3 school. They play teams like UW-Whitewater and UW-Oshkosh across the border here. All right, let's wheel your career back to when you were a three-sport star in high school there. In Maple Park, Illinois, and you had committed to Western Illinois to play football there, but decided that that wasn't for you when you got there, and you wind up at Shadron State out of Northwest Nebraska. It's kind of a bumpy ride to begin your college career. Tell me about it, will you?
Just think about this. Just in a nutshell, I'll say this. I played 2 years of college football. And one of those years was at a really small school, NAI Division II school, one of the small schools in the country at that time, in 1988, Shadron, Nebraska. And Shadron, Nebraska, you're going to have to look at it on the map to find it, and it's and it's nowhere near Omaha or Lincoln. It's on the other side of the state, in a very remote area. And then be the team's first pick in the 1989 draft of the Buffalo Bills, because they didn't have a first or second round. So I was a third-round pick, and I was their first pick. I mean, that's just absolutely incredible odds. And God just opened doors, and I just walked through them, and I was willing to listen. And that's what I want to share with people, is that if we're just willing to just listen and obey and be obedient in the Word and in Christ, man, God can do amazing things.
Yes, He can. And now, Don, you even have a college football stadium named after you at Shadron, right?
Yeah, that's I just think it's crazy to even think that I've had a lot of things bestowed and honored, which I'm extremely grateful. And having a stadium named after you and my high school retiring my number are two things that are just, you know, lasting memories for me. And what an honor that is. I mean, think about that. I mean, I was only at that school for 1 year, you know. And the people of Shadron and the school of Shadron thought it would be a great idea to honor me with the stadium name. So I was there for the dedication. I was honored to be there, and I go back as much as I can. I try to get back there at least once a year for the golf tournament. I run a golf tournament out there, and so I'm pretty much out there every Memorial Day weekend. And if you've never been there, Greg, it's a place that America, you know, especially what's going on in our country today, it's just a place that America should be. You know, people still wave to each other where they're driving around town, and they're just good blue-collar American people. And I really enjoy making my way out there every year.
Yeah, I have a niece who graduated from Shadron, so I know a little bit about the school. They had a very unique program out there at Shadron State. All right, Don Beebe is coming for Church of the Fair this Sunday, our special speaker at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Again, 10 o'clock as the service begins with worship music. Then Don's going to share what the Lord has laid upon his heart. And we'll talk more about that on our next get-together here on Sports and Commentary. Need to pause things here, Don, and we'll invite you back to talk more about football, your career, and being chosen with the first pick of the Buffalo Bills in that draft, 1989. We'll do that when we come back with you next time on Sports and Commentary, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
All right, thank you, Don.